Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And I get it. I don't want to get into the whole, like, but what about pods? Oh, yeah, well, what about pods? Like, maybe they're making a mistake with that one, too. I don't know.
It's early.
I mean, pods was apparently, you know, if you listen to, I think it was obviously more than this, but Warriors didn't want to trade pods for Lauri Markkanen, right? Anybody want to redo that?
Right.
I mean...
Because it would have been that simple.
No.
Just it pods for Markkanen.
No, it would have been 1,000 picks and a bunch of other players, too.
Right.
I don't know what the whole thing would have looked like, but Kuminga, I'm sure, was in that deal, too.
Absolutely, so, as he was in the Kevin Durant deal.
Yeah, so when you sit here now, when you sit here today, and I hear people say that they have not ever given Jonathan a chance, I push back. They have given him too much of a chance. And I said, like, I'll never, the whole, like, oh, he's a young player. He's 23 years old. These things are all true. He's also a fifth-year veteran in the league. And I would argue with any of the big JK fans out there, give me a comp. Give me a comp of somebody who gets 5 years through what clearly his organization feels is not quite up to par. Then they re-sign him to a bigger contract, and then we're still stuck with, boy, you haven't given him a chance. Like, to me, what's happened here is the Warriors and Joe Lacob are trying to justify the number 7 overall selection of the NBA draft.
I don't even know if they're trying to justify it. I think that they're now positioning themselves to be able to get something for him at the trade deadline or before the trade deadline, where you wouldn't be able to do as much if he was on the qualifying offer, which, by the way, comes with a no-trade clause for Kuminga. And so even if he went that route, well, then you couldn't trade him at all. So I think you got through the offseason and you got to a spot where you realize, okay, we're willing to try and see if it's going to work. And it worked for about 2 weeks, maybe 3. And then it hasn't worked since then. He got hurt again. And then he came back and it hasn't really worked. And Steve said what he said yesterday on our show. And yeah, it's gotten to the point now where it may not work again. It still may work in a short stint. We don't really know. But if it doesn't work and you get a month down the road, a month and 5 days, and you actually can trade him, now he's much more tradable for you, based on the fact that he makes $23
million. I get that. That evolves as it goes. That's asset management in this particular offseason, and I understand that. But my point is that by then, when you get there, you've waited too long. You have arrived at a spot where you think you've got an asset, and the rest of the league, what they're offering you, you don't like.
Well, we don't know that yet.
That's been reported.
I'm not willing to say that.
They were offered trades. They didn't like them.
Right.
Kings, and Suns.
Whatever trades you get offered now, they might be the same. They might be better. They might be worse. And we don't really know.
Right. And they might not like them this time around.
Right.
But to me, that's kind of a definition. If you're trying to trade someone and you don't like what's being offered, that's the world telling you that you like your asset more than we do.
Well, you may like your asset less than you did back in October when you signed him, or September, whenever it was, October, when you signed him to this new deal. You may like him less now than you did then, because you may have thought 2 months ago, like, yeah, we think it could work. And I believe that they thought that it would work better than this. And so, yeah, your asset, it's a fluid thing. It's not just a finite, in concrete thing.
Correct. I mean, what you just said makes me think of Brandon Ayuk. The 49ers literally didn't like the deal 10 seconds after they signed it. And I would basically say the same thing that I have about the 49ers and to the 49ers about Brandon Ayuk as I would with regard to Jonathan Kuminga. Y'all need to do a better job of following your gut. Like, your gut was clearly telling the 49ers, we probably shouldn't do this. Like, you're in a full-blown, summer-long fight with Brandon Ayuk. Rumors about trading him at the draft, you don't do it. You hang on to him. He starts going to social media and Jaden Daniels and showing up in the wrong shorts, and I know that was after the deal. But all of these things are happening, plus all of the things behind the scenes that we don't know. Kyle Shanahan widely reportedly super frustrated with everything that was going on at the facility regarding Brandon. How'd you handle it? We gave him $30 million. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Follow your gut.
And there was a trade reportedly that was on the table.
Totally.
That they could have gotten a couple of picks for him. And I think about the Deebo Samuel trade, where the Niners got a fifth-round pick for Deebo Samuel. And they probably traded him too late. They probably should have dealt with that a year before they actually did. But they're in a Super Bowl window, Super Bowl or bust, you remember. And it turned out to be a bust. And so you busted the thing up.
I mean, and think about this through the eyes of a coach, or even through the heart of a coach. You've coached whatever level. It doesn't matter. We all look at other human beings the same way, right? Like, what do you think this, how does this make you feel if you're a coach? You literally asked the coach of the Warriors yesterday, hey, that guy that you benched, he's staying ready for you though, right?
Pat Spencer joined Steiny and Guru earlier today, and he talked about being part of the stay ready crew, where you just never know when you were going to tab them to come in and play. Is Jonathan Kuminga cut out to be one of those stay ready guys in case that he happens to fall out of the rotation?
Well, you know, he's obviously a guy with a lot of ambition, which I love. He wants to be a star. He's got the ability that, you know, that gives him that hope and gives us that hope. But there has to be a, you know, consistent level of play in order to achieve that. And, you know, you've seen Jimmy really take him under his wing this year. And I love that what the veteran players have done, Draymond and Steph. And, you know, they're all really fighting for him and in his corner. So the potential is there, but it's there has to be a level of consistency, especially at this level. I mean, we're talking about the best basketball league in the world. And so the consistency has to be there for us. And, you know, if it's not there, then it makes it much more difficult for me to give him consistent minutes and give him starts. So that's what we're asking for, is a more consistent level of production.
I mean, the answer sort of evolved into him talking about, like, why Jonathan isn't always playing, but I think the beginning is what we're kind of getting at. Like, do you know what that does to a coach in an organization if you ask them, hey, when things aren't going their way, they're staying ready, right? Attitude's in a good place.
Yeah.
Well,
and the big sigh.
Dude, that is...
I do, but...
That's a kick in the you-know-whats to me, to an organization, and to the value of any player. I don't care who you're talking about. That is a major black mark if a coach has a hard time saying...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Saying the word firmly, yes. If the coach is asked, hey, that player will stay ready for you, right? Stay ready.
I mean, you're damn right. Like, he's champing at the bit. Yeah, he can't wait to get in there.
That, to me, that's a rough one. Like, what went through your mind when he said this? I couldn't believe he answered that the way that he answered
Two things. One, I think that he was speaking the truth that we all see. But the other piece was, the shock that he actually answered it the way he did, which was, his opening sounds, not really his words, were like, God, I mean, what I was hearing him say without saying it is, you guys see it. You know. No. He's not part of the Stay Ready crew. He doesn't have that hunger. And then he went on to say that he's got ambition. And that's the thing that kind of struck me, because everyone has ambition. Pat Spencer's ambition is to be an NBA player and make enough money to where he can, probably afford things that he otherwise wouldn't have. Guy Santos, same thing. I want to stay in this league. And if you're Kuminga and you're making 23, your ambition is, get me out of here so I can go somewhere and cook and show the world how good I am.
And that's fine, but I do think that rubs, maybe not everybody, that rubs a lot of people the wrong way. You're making $23 million and your coach can't firmly answer that you'll stay ready when he points at you?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's right or wrong. That's a bad characteristic.
No doubt. And you had me thinking about Juwan Jennings through all this, because he was a 7th-round pick, and when he came in, he was on the stay ready guys. Like, he was not a starting wide receiver, and
correct,
there were injuries and there were spots. Okay, you get to come in and play as a rookie. And the next year, you play a little bit more. And the next year, you play a little bit more. And by the next year, you were 3rd in Juwan. And so now you get to a spot where his ambition is greater than what it was, but he still is in that stay ready mode.
We love those stories.
Right.
Like, this isn't personal, y'all. We love those stories in sports. They're everywhere. Pat's 29. Yaz, 29 when he gets to the big leagues.
Ryan Vogelsong.
Yes.
Had to pitch in Japan for 7 years or whatever.
We love these stories. We love it when somebody hangs the frick in there.
Whoa.
And then it works out. It works. Give me that story all day over the highly touted millionaire who's not having it go exactly the way that they want it to go, and then, calls Shams because he didn't like the way it's going. Come on, what kind of story is that?
Or the agent face palms on Twitter.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.